This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump may face an impeachment trial just minutes after leaving office. AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The trial will start as soon as the House delivers the article of impeachment to the Senate. That could mean starting at 1 p.m. on Inauguration Day, an hour after Joe Biden's ceremony starts. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not said when she'll transmit the article, and some top Democrats want her to hold back and give Biden time to focus on his administration's priorities. President Trump will become the first to stand trial while no longer in office. Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell has not ruled out voting to convict, telling associates he's done with the president. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden is set to unveil his plan for breaking COVID-19's grip on America. We get more from AP's Mike Hempen.
Biden's plan focuses on a mass vaccination campaign and closer coordination among all levels of government. His goal is to put the country on a path to recovery by the end of his first 100 days in office. Biden wants Americans to overcome their sense of pandemic fatigue and recommit to wearing masks, practicing social distancing, and avoiding indoor gatherings. He also wants to deliver more vaccine and work closely with states and local communities to vaccinate more Americans. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Earth's rising fever hit or neared record hot temperature levels in 2020, according to global weather groups reporting on Thursday. While NASA and a couple of other measurement groups said 2020 passed or essentially tied 2016 as the hottest year on record, more agencies said last year came in a close second or third. This is VOA News. Vote counting is underway in Uganda's presidential and parliamentary elections. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
As security forces tried to stop supporters of the main opposition leader, Bobi Wine, from monitoring polling stations, voters came out in force. Even though internet was cut off, long lines of voters snaked into the distance in the capital, Kampala. Local coordinator Eric Mutenga said voting went better than expected.
It's been quite not chaotic like expected. At this particular center, I think everything's mostly gone on well.
Opposition leader Bobi Wine arrived to the cheers of a crowd and cast his ballot. He made the sign of the cross, then raised his fist and smiled. Wine told local broadcaster that he will win, although it may not be officially acknowledged by the Election Commission.
Regardless of the arrests, the people of Uganda, who we have been calling upon all along to take charge of their future, to take charge of this election.
I'm Karen Chamas.
A much-anticipated and delayed World Health Organization team visit investigating the origins of the coronavirus has finally begun in Wuhan, but as Reuters' Matthew Larrotunda reports, they are warning they may not find clear answers in the weeks to come.
It's been a year now since the first reports of the disease emerged in Wuhan. The international team of scientists was supposed to arrive a month ago, but was delayed by the Chinese government, which drew a rare public criticism of Beijing from the WHO at the time. Beijing says the delay was a misunderstanding. The United States has also criticized the terms of the visit, under which Chinese experts have done the first phase of research. Washington has long accused Beijing of lack of transparency and hiding the extent of the initial outbreak.
That's Reuters' Matthew Larrotunda. The number of people seeking unemployment aid soared last week to nearly 1 million, the most since late August. AP's Shelley Adler has details.
Before the pandemic, weekly applications typically numbered around 225,000. This week is close to 1 million.
By any measure, I think this is shocking.
Mark Hamrick, who's the senior economic analyst for Bankrate.com.
We, you know, see the depth and duration of this economic downturn now at 43 weeks.
But there may be help on the way as the Biden administration is set to take over next week.
It will take further assistance to bring the economy out of its woes, and that's what President-elect Biden and elected officials in Washington are hoping to do.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.